Through the month of January, we have been exploring biblical images and stories of crossing the threshold, from the old to the new year, from isolation to community. And today, we move from crowd to disciple as we explore what it means to answer Jesus' call to follow, an invitation and a challenge that each one of us must answer on our own. As we begin, will you pray with me? Gracious God, quiet our hearts and minds as we gather this day to hear your word. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Gospels begin with the words of Jesus saying, "Follow me," early in Mark's Gospel in chapter 1. Out of the tumult of the energy of John the Baptist calling people to repentance and the discouragement that must have been with his followers when he was arrested and sent to prison, after Jesus is driven into the wilderness following his baptism by John. It moves pretty quickly in that first chapter of Mark. Jesus begins to gather a crowd in his ministry, if you will, proclaiming good news, calling the people to attention, to repent, to turn away from the things which separate us from God, and to turn towards the kingdom, which is now at hand. Jesus is met in these opening verses of Mark with crowds at every turn as he preaches and as he heals and as he encounters one by one the named ones who will become his disciples. And Mark makes it sound very easy in his gospel as we read the story, doesn't he? This call of the disciples, which we find not only in Mark's gospel, but in all four gospels. All of the gospel writers think it is important to include the story of how people come to follow Jesus. The first thing we notice as we look at this story in Mark is that Jesus meets Andrew, meets Simon in their day-to-day lives. Now, as much as Pastor Dave and I hope that you meet Jesus in your worship here when you're here on Sunday morning in this holy place and in the various activities of the life of the church, when you come away from the rest of your lives to fully focus on God, that's not the message of the gospel story. Jesus meets us day to day in our lives, and that's where we're called to answer the call to follow. Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, and he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Elaine Prevalent wrote several years ago in an article in Weavings, God uses a variety of ways to get through to us, tailoring the call to the condition of the recipient. But no matter how that call comes, whether explosively or gently, the response has to be worked out in daily faithfulness, in ordinary life. Now, maybe God is calling you at this moment, in this time, to leave everything. And that is between you and God and your families. But more likely, Jesus is seeking for you to meet him and to follow him in the day-to-day, as he met Simon and Andrew in their day-to-day out fishing. We know, for example, that although they did dedicate themselves and immediately drop everything to follow Jesus, they appear fishing back again from time to time, going back to what was familiar. We also know, if we read Mark's gospel carefully and closely, we will see that they don't always understand what Jesus is calling them to do as they follow. And I find that a great comfort in Mark's gospel. that doesn't just show them as always perfect followers of Jesus, but as faithful ones seeking to follow where Jesus is leading them day by day. We can't dismiss that Jesus may be calling you to drop everything, to risk a sabbatical, for example, to step out away. But it is clear that Andrew and Simon attend to Jesus in this day-to-day encounter. And can we do the same in each decision we are making, answering that call to follow Jesus? There is, however, as much as I am challenging you to look at for God in the day-to-day and maybe in the smaller decisions of life as well, there's no getting around the fact that in this story, Jesus' call on their lives is total. Jesus wants all of the parts of our life, not just the part we bring to church on Sunday morning to worship, or the parts that we're ready to hand over and maybe take back again, as one Bible study that I had several years ago reminded us that it's a wrestling sometimes to continually let God guide our lives. When we answer the call to follow Jesus, it changes the way that we look at the world. And sometimes those changes come very dramatically to us. Sometimes they come more gradually over time. But that's what strikes us most powerfully in this story. Simon and Andrew immediately left their nets and followed him. While it may not at first require us to leave everything that we know of our life in this world, answering Jesus' call to follow is a total call and a total change in our way of looking at the world as we begin to live and follow something beyond ourselves, this kingdom of God that Jesus preaches about. What would it mean for ourselves and our lives and community here and in our families, in our work and in our world, if we kept front and center that question, how is this, whatever this is in this moment, following Jesus? It's a challenging command to turn over all of our lives to God to follow. When I was reading this scripture passage in preparation for this sermon this morning, what really jumped out at me was the line in the scripture, their father Zebedee was left in the boat with the hired men. I'd never noticed that before. I've always focused on this dramatic and faithful call of Andrew and Simon. But Jesus didn't get all of those fishermen this time. Don't you wonder about their father Zebedee as he watched his sons go off to follow Jesus? And yet, there's freedom and adventure for Simon and Andrew as they drop their nets to follow Jesus. Prevele writes, continuing, at the deepest level, the call of Jesus to follow frees us. It enables us to see what really matters, to focus our love, to dedicate ourselves to something, someone larger than ourselves, and so to enter consciously into that continual stream of losing and finding ourselves that is the mystery of life. That call came strikingly to our member and missionary, Nancy Collins, over a dozen years ago as she looked at her own life, working for Rhode Island Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and tried to imagine where Jesus was calling her to use her gifts. It has led her to Egypt. It has led her to East Africa. The message of Mark's gospel in this passage is that Jesus' call on our lives changes the way that we look at ourselves and the ways we look at the world around us. I like the fact that our lectionary, these are the lectionary passages for January 22nd, the calendar of the lectionary puts this radical call to follow Jesus, the disciples following, these two first disciples following Jesus, puts it right next to the story of Jonah. And I think Judy very helpfully reminded us that Jonah didn't just answer the call and say, okay, I'll go talk to the Ninevites, but went through this journey, through the whale. He wrestled with it. And perhaps the dramatic swallowing of the whale and him coming back to life had something to do with his agreement and willingness to then eventually do what God had asked him to do in the first place. The decision to follow where God is calling still wasn't easy for him, and it's not easy for us. This is a call to discipleship, a call to be disciplined, to follow, to listen, to learn, to grow, to stretch to where Jesus is calling us. The word disciple is used about 260 times in the Gospel and in Acts, and mostly not about just these named disciples that follow Jesus, but all who follow Jesus. And more often than not, it was interesting to note that it is used in the plural. So it takes us back to remembering that this call to discipleship, though it comes to us as individuals, it's also a journey together in community. It is often in community that we wrestle with and live out that call that comes to us so powerfully in individual ways. And as we gather together in our commitment to follow, to step out of the crowd. So it requires an individual decision to become a disciple, to step out of the crowd. And you know how that has been true in your own lives, simply going against the times to be here in worship this morning. It doesn't just happen. It requires listening and hearing where God is calling us, not just what we ourselves want in our world. It comes with risking to answer that call wherever it may lead us. Andrew and Simon didn't know where Jesus was taking them. Jesus didn't hand them an itinerary, a written instruction about this is where we will be going in this journey together. He said simply, follow me. And they were willing to step out in faith. As you move through this January threshold, this threshold of a new year, of new ways of being in community, how is Jesus calling you to personally and individually risk following him, to step out in faith, to listen more closely, and to follow where he alone would lead you? The answer may surprise you, and it may surprise us, but may you take that step to listen, to risk, and to hear Jesus speaking to you, to cross that threshold from crowd to disciple. Amen.